Check 1, 2.
All right. This one's a little bit rough around the edges. If you listened to yesterday's episode, you will know why. If you have not listened to yesterday's episode, which was January 12th, 2018, this is the unedited version of that. The reason is because 2 days ago, I talked about the Venice Beach Glass Walker. Well, there's a trick to that. I'll talk about that on yesterday's episode, and because this is the same episode as yesterday, I'll talk about it on this episode as well. Podcasters, we've also got tricks. One of them is editing. You're going to hear my unedited tape, what it sounds like when I record a big podcast daily. It's not pretty, especially today. I got snowed in Nashville, iced in, actually. Not a whole lot of snow, but there's a lot of ice. Hadn't really been outside, except to take the dogs out 4 or 5 times a day. It's tough, man, slipping around. And we're not very hardy in Nashville. We don't like it when it's very cold. It ain't Canada. So here we go. This is Big Podcast Daily. I'm your host, David Hooper. You may be familiar with Tony Robbins' Firewalk. And if you're not, let me explain to you what happens. You go to a Tony Robbins seminar, he gets you all fired up, tells you you can achieve anything. And after 4 or 5 days of Tony and Tony's people doing whatever they do in these seminars, you go outside of the venue and he has these lanes, each of them with hot coals. You line up at one of the lanes, you take your shoes off, and you walk over the hot coals. That, some people say that it's mindset. You get in a certain space in your head that allows you to walk over those coals. Other people say that it is a trick. Let me explain to you how it works. I think that it is an old circus trick. Ambers, they're not great conductors of heat. And the amount of time that your foot is on the amber, it's not enough time to induce a burn. With that said, I know one of Tony's high-priced coaches, and one of the things that he would do is go to these seminars, and he would take care of the people who would get burnt. He was in charge of taking care of people who were burnt during the firewalk. Usually why that happens, especially nowadays when everybody has a phone in their pockets, people would get so confident, they would stop while they were on the firewalk, right in the middle of these hot ambers. Ambers? What the f***? Embers. Is it embers or is it ambers? Oh, gosh. All right. Now I got to go all the way back. Let me explain to you how it works. It is a circus trick. Embers, they're not good conductors of heat. And the amount of time that your foot is on an ember, that's not enough time to induce a burn. I had a friend of mine, he worked for Tony for a number of years, go to a lot of seminars with him. And one of the things that he would do during these seminars, his job was to take care of the people who were burnt. One of the reasons that the burning would happen would be because, especially today, the day of mobile phones, people would stop during the walk. They would be so confident because they wouldn't be feeling the heat that they thought they were going to feel. They would pull out a mobile phone and take a selfie of themselves. Well, that's enough time for you to get burnt. And that was his job, to take care of those people who were burnt. That's not to say there's not some value to a firewalk. I would imagine that it's scary as hell. I would imagine that you can feel the heat off of these coals. And of course, we're built with this sense that, and of course, as humans, we're built with a sense, and of course, as humans, we're built with a sensitivity to that kind of thing, a sensitivity to danger. We can feel heat. We know that we don't need to touch it. I would think that that would be pretty scary because you have to go against your natural instinct and walk over these coals, even though there is kind of a trick to it. So getting over your fears, that has value. I talked yesterday about the Venice Beach glass walker. He's got kind of the same thing going on. The way glass walking works, it's weight. The way glass walking works is that your weight is distributed over different parts of your foot, not over a single point, which would be that sharp glass that you look at when you see a sharp point. Not over a single point, which it... All right, just to kind of give you the behind the scenes, now I've got to think of... Because I work from an outline, now I've got to think of how I want to say this. It was in my head. It made a hell of a lot of sense when I was working on the outline, and now it's not in my head because I'm in my head, freaking myself out, just like somebody getting ready to walk over a Tony Robbins firewalk. When you see a shard of glass, if you imagine all of your weight being on that shard of glass, that's not what's happening during a... That's not what's happening during a glass walk. Your weight is distributed, and that weight, it takes off. And the pressure from the glass, that's distributed over a larger area, much like the heat. All right, no, that's not true. And the weight from the glass is distributed over a much larger area. So basically what you're doing... That's not right either. The weight from the glass... The weight pressing down to that glass is distributed over a much larger area than if it was all... The weight that you're putting onto that glass... Glass? The weight that you're putting onto that glass is distributed over a much wider area than that one point you would look at that you would imagine that would be so sharp. Also, glass wears down. It becomes basically sand. You've seen glass get worn down from water. Maybe you found like an old bottle. Not as sharp as you would think that it would. The reason I bring these tricks up is because podcasters, we've got our own tricks. People hear the edited version of what we do. People hear the compressed version of what we do. Right now, I'm looking at a piece of equipment. It's called the DBX-286S. Talking into a fairly expensive microphone, probably $350, BP-40 by Audio-Technica. Goes into my mixer, which has some trickery of its own. Goes into the DBX-286S. It's got a preamp. It's got a compressor. It's got an enhancer, which is more or less an IQ, which is more or less an EQ. It's boosting the bass, boosting the treble a little bit. It's got what they call an expander and a gate, which means that when I talk soft, it sounds louder. And when I talk loud, it doesn't clip. And when I talk loud, the message doesn't clip. It sounds crystal clear. So it sounds loud, but it's not as loud, if that makes sense. My point being, podcasters, we've got our own tricks. The voice that you're hearing right now is not the voice that's actually coming out of my mouth. These podcasting tricks, they can work for you. These podcasting tricks, they can do two things. One, they can work for you because people think that you're better than you are. They can also work against you because you're in the studio, you're hearing your voice come out of your mouth the way that it actually sounds. And you start to think that you're not good as other people because you don't hear their edits. You don't know what kind of compression or what kind of effects that they have on their voice. Tomorrow, side note, breaking the fourth wall, which is now today for you, if you're hearing me say this. Tomorrow, I'm going to release the unedited version of this episode. You're going to hear me. I'm going into the mixer. I'm going into the mic. I've got the compression that's coming through. I've got the compression being added. But this is me straight into the computer from my recording setup. I'm not taking it through any kind of post-production. I'm not doing any editing. So if you want to hear what David Hooper from Big Podcast Daily really sounds like, what it takes for me to get a good 4 to 5 minutes of audio for you every day, that is the episode to listen to. Thank you so much for listening to Big Podcast Daily. More for me. I'm here every day, 7 days a week, just like the post office. rain, sleet, snow. Always here, delivering podcasting trips, ticks. Delivering podcasting tricks, tips, and strategies to help you build a bigger audience, connect with your audience, and make more money with your podcast. And make a bigger impact with your podcast. If you're interested in subscribing and never missing an episode, I'm available at Apple Podcasts, wherever you get your podcast. Also, bigpodcast.com. Thank you so much for listening. If you've got a friend who's a podcaster, he takes podcasting seriously and wants to get better, I'd appreciate you telling me about him. And I'll see you tomorrow on the next episode of Big Podcast Daily. I'll see you tomorrow on the next episode, which is an unedited version of this episode on Big Podcast Daily. That doesn't make any sense. I'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Big Podcast Daily, which is actually this episode, but unedited. See you then. All right, so there it is. Right now, I'm at about... I messed up there. Right now, I'm about 11 minutes in. And that's what it takes to do an episode of Big Podcast Daily. As I always say, it takes me about a 2-to-1 ratio. I'm doing a little bit of commentary here, so that's adding to it. But what I mean by that is if I've got a 5-minute episode, that's going to be about 10 minutes of tape. On my other podcast, same thing. 20-minute episode, 40 minutes of tape. So you get in your head, man. You start messing up. So good, and then you lose it. 30-minute episode, 60 minutes of tape. So if you're doing that, completely normal. It happens to the best of us. Happens to the worst of us. It happens to everybody. I have gotten better at this. When I did my first audiobook, The first audiobook sucked so bad that it never saw the light of day. That was really embarrassing because I'd worked on it, you know, quite a bit. Walked out with like 20 minutes of good audio. But the first real audiobook, which is a book for musicians. I was in the music business for a long time, if you're not aware of that. I think it was a 5-to-1 ratio. So it took, about 10 hours for a two-hour book. That was a long day. Getting a little bit better. All right, wait a minute. See, this is where I start. All right, so this is really behind the scenes. Like, I've got this stuff coming out of my mouth, and I'm thinking while I'm speaking, and I'm thinking as those words are coming out of my mouth, thinking about the next words that are going to come out of my mouth. And that's where you get screwed up. Anyway, the point being, I've been doing this for a long time. Been on radio since 2005. I was on radio about 10 years before that, college and post-college, and I still have these things, even in 2018. It gets screwy, man. It's a lot of work, but if you stick with it, you're going to get better. And thankfully, unlike when I started, we are not editing on audio tape where I had to get a razor blade and chop those things up. That was really bad. Sometimes I would let stuff go. Now I feel like I'm getting better, maybe getting a little obsessive, compulsive about some of these edits. I speak the second, say something again that maybe I didn't need to say again. Anyway, take it for what it is. I'm about 14 minutes in. Going way long on this episode. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you tomorrow on the next episode of Big Podcast.